mornings on the 50s. The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
All right, it's Vivian's birthday, and Vivian's so nice. She's throwing a big party for the neighborhood and all her friends.
Yeah,
nice. That's pretty nice, right?
Sweet.
Yeah, well, her husband Adam wanted to mess with her for her birthday instead. So I called as the party company to let her know how setup was going for the big party.
Hello?
Yeah, trying to reach Vivian.
This is her.
Hi, Vivian. Larry Wilson from Nero Party Supply and Events here.
Who?
Larry Wilson from Nero Party Supply and Events.
Okay, yeah, I was talking to somebody different there, but yeah, hi, Larry.
Yeah, we're setting up the house, getting ready for this party. It's like a big party you're planning here.
Oh, great, okay.
Yeah, we got tables are set up, looking good. We got the Hawaiian Lays, we got the coconut drinking cups, some palm tree stuff, you know, tropical decor. That's all getting set up.
Oh, perfect, okay.
Yeah, we did a couple of problems. We did the volleyball court. We did bring in some sand and set up the beach volleyball that you wanted.
Great, okay, cool.
Yeah, well, it was fresh off the beach, and there was a little bit of seaweed in it. And before we could really rake it out, I don't know if it was the seaweed, the smell. There was a little bit of a smell to it.
No, you really brought in sand from the beach?
You wanted beach volleyball, right?
Yeah, but usually companies just buy sand in bags and put it in your yard. You don't go get it from the beach.
No, this is
that's
authentic.
It's legal, but it's going to be gross. What do you put real sand from the beach in my yard?
Yeah, for the beach volleyball. And the one of the problems, too, is it seems to have attracted some piping plovers, and they are setting up nests. So now we can't even remove it because all the plovers, they're nesting in the sand.
No.
They're protected.
No, wait, hold on. No, you're not supposed to bring in real sand from the beach. Like, this doesn't even sound legal.
Okay, so yeah. So I guess no beach volleyball. And also, we picked up those pool floats that you wanted. You wanted the 25 assorted inflatables for the pool area.
Yeah.
Yeah, our regular supplier was not available, so we couldn't get kind of the regular ones. We did pick up a selection of inflatables from Adam and Eve. They're they're inflatable, you know, dolls.
Oh.
They look a little surprised. We might want to put some bathing suits on them.
You have dirty, like, blow-up dolls in my pool.
Yeah, we might want to put some bathing suits on them.
No. Get those out of there now. I do not want the neighbors seeing those floating around in my yard and stinky sand.
Okay,
who are you?
I wasn't sure. Larry Wilson.
Talking to you.
I wasn't sure what kind of party it was there.
I was not talking to you when I ordered all of this. This is not what I ordered, and you know it's not. So get it out of there, and I'm not going to pay for this. And I'm going to actually have to have you do extermination in my yard.
Well, I was just, you know, I'm going off the order sheet here, so we were trying to make it, in kind.
I dirty, like, sex dolls to be in my pool. I did not order that. I'd rather have zero things in my pool.
I guess I misinterpreted the inflatable part of that. Anyway, also, we're just about done setting up the cornhole. That's the last thing we're doing here, and that should be all set up pretty soon.
Okay, that's the least of a beach party. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, the backhoe's just digging up the second hole, and then we need another dump truck full of corn.
Are you digging holes in my yard?
And filling them with corn, yeah.
No, that is not what cornhole is. Like, you don't just make up stuff. You should do a little research. Larry, do you work for the company that I've been talking to?
I thought it was a little weird to be filling these holes with corn, but you know, what are you going to do? I'm just filling up the order form here.
No, you're not. How is this possible?
Well, you know, your husband Adam thought you were going a little overboard with this party.
Well, this is not overboard. This is nothing that I ordered. And Adam, he knows what I wanted. Why is he not stopping you?
Well, he actually called me, Vivian. Brian Bell from the Lauren and Wally Show.
What?
Yeah, this is a Brian Bell buster, Vivian.
What is the radio?
Yeah.
Am I on the radio?
You are.
Oh my god.
Well, you're so nice to be throwing a party for the whole neighborhood, and, you know, he just wanted to...
Oh, my. I'm going to kill him.
He wanted you to remember that it's your birthday, too, so happy birthday.
Okay. Well, thank you.
And thanks for listening to the Lorna Wally Show on WROR, Vivian.
Okay. Thank you.
You can get him back when it's his birthday, okay?
Yeah. I'm totally getting him back.
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lauren and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR.